Yo, welcome back to the Killer Sports Pick Podcast. You got your host here, Killer, and my main man,
Grant Jordan. What is up, Killer?
Not too much, man. We have a beautiful summer day. We're ready to win some money.
Calm before the storm. We got the hurricane coming up the coast.
That's right. I just thought about that. I forgot about that. That's right.
So this is episode 103, and this is it's already August. Can you believe it? Sunday, August 2nd.
We've been friends that long.
Yeah, 103 episodes long.
Wow. So we got a lot to cover, a little bit of time. But I think we might have a special guest today.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Give me 1 second. Who is it?
Hi there.
Who is it?
I'm Dr. T.
Oh, Mr. T's back. Hey.
Is he wearing a mask?
Are you happy to be are you wearing a mask?
Yeah.
All right. Well, as long as he has his mask on.
Are you happy to be back on the show?
Right on, brother.
All right. All right. So we have Mr. T in the studio today. And when he's in, it's always something good's always going to happen. So, right, that's Mr. T? So let's get our sponsors out of the way. This podcast is brought to you by New England Fleece, best fleece in the business. Start getting your fleece now because winter's right around the corner. Call Marco, John, or Pete and let them know that Killer and Ground sent you.
Also, check out Gray Gear, right. Play Forever, What's Your Play Forever, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Killer Sport Pick.
There we go. We're going to get our website going. It's just tons of things been happening and we'll get it going soon. I miss doing it, and we'll get it going soon.
So, I've gained a lot of weight over over COVID. I realized because my shorts, I was doing yard work, and I busted the button off of one of my shorts, pairs of shorts yesterday. I like bent over to pick something up, and it just popped under the ground. And I had to hold up my pants and go back into the house. I wasn't wearing a belt. So that's that was kind of my wake up call that I need to start working out again.
Did you have like your bum smile going?
My bum smile?
So I got up this morning and I rode my bike. I have a Corona bod too. So I went for a bike ride. I saw the weirdest thing. So I was riding my bike and I saw a turtle crossing the road, but it was at a good right amount of speed. And I keep riding down some more. Then I see a rabbit, and then I saw a coyote catch the rabbit. So who's faster? Right? I was like, this is all right. And I'm looking around. I was like, someone's playing a trick on me. So a turtle's faster or a rabbit's faster?
You saw like a childhood story just play out right in front of you. Were you the only one to see it?
Yeah. So I'm looking around and like, I'm not big into like recording things, but I should have recorded it. Like, it was just crazy.
Would have got a million views. So I can't wait for the gyms to open back up. So I can swim again. Like that's how I work out. And so everyone's like, oh, you can just work out of your house, pick up your refrigerator and walk around the house. But my back's too jammed up to do a lot of stuff. So I need to get my back in the pool.
There you go.
So
yeah, I have to get back too.
I just had last week, one of my trees fall. So I had to get that cut down by like emergency service in a big storm last week. and I have a ton of huge trees. So now I'm really nervous because we got this hurricane coming up the coast. And the other one fell down because they said it was like rotted inside. So hopefully nothing else falls, but probably will.
That's a drill. I was trying to find something to cut your tree down. Are you the tree whisperer, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking to them, telling them, please just hold on. Don't fall.
Mr. T, what do you think about Grounds trees? You think he should take better care of his yard?
You better hope so.
So, last week, I made a crucial mistake in this pitcher, Woodruff from Milwaukee. I downed him, and he's been on a roll. He's been crushing it. Where's his stats? But I last year he cost me some games, so I was anti Woodruff. But I think Milwaukee's in a protocol. The St. Louis series is postponed because of COVID. But where is he? Let's see some stats from Woodruff. 1.59 ERA. He has 15 strikeouts so far. And he's been crushing it. He's had two matchups so far and against two good teams, Pittsburgh and Chicago. Chicago, it really wasn't his fault, but he held them at bay, and then he came back in Pittsburgh and had 10 strikeouts. So hats off to Woodruff. I'll be using him a ton.
So, yeah, the St. Louis had one player and like three staff members tested, and I guess the test came back inconclusive, so they had to like drive back home in their cars. I've been hearing seeing a lot of news stories saying MLB might be on the brink right now of possibly having to shut down. I really hope that doesn't happen. Obviously, we hope that doesn't happen. But
yeah, with the whole Marlins team, like I don't understand how I think it's 17 or 20 players can catch the corona. Like, they were partying it up. They had some, the women of the night come in, and like they were doing something, man. It's not.
They must have. They probably went to Lou Williams' dad's funeral.
Yeah. But how do you get 20, like, come on, man. Like, 20 guys, like.
They all went to the funeral with him at the strip club.
Yeah, But, that was huge news. And I think whatever the NHL, whatever which way the MLB goes, it's going to impact NFL and every other sport. So.
Yeah, the one good thing is that if the MLB, if for some reason they're unable to keep playing, well, we know what the reason would be. It would be COVID. But it shouldn't impact NBA and NHL because they created bubbles. So it's kind of apples to oranges. MLB tried to continue with the, with their travel. They should have set up just like two sites the way NHL was doing it.
Yeah, and kept them in
it. And kept them there. But hopefully it just, they're able to keep going. Do you think the NFL is going to happen?
I think it will. I think, they're going to have a lot of precautions and, they're going to have a protocol. Like right now, the protocol, like every play, they're getting tested every day you come into a facility. But, it's scary. It's the unknown. I think it is going to happen. But it's like, how would they be able to do a bubble in NFL? It's like.
They'd have to put them in those giant bubble balls. You see the people on TV, they run around in those balls and bash into each other.
Yeah.
Put them all in those.
Awesome. Imagine that. That'd be awesome. But I don't know. I think it should happen. So.
I'll tell you why.
So, was another thing. Kelly from Dodgers, the pitcher. Did you see him trying to hit like the entire Astros roster the other night?
Yeah, and we were saying on our last podcast that that's just going to be I hit the wrong one. But that's just going to be the way it's going to be for the poor Astros. But, you know, it's
strike three. You're out.
That's just going to be their year, whether they're up big or down big. Like, if it's a close game, you're not going to beam them. But it's just that's what's just going to happen, man. Hold on, Mr. T, what did Houston do? Why are they hitting him?
Man, you're just scamming like always.
They were scamming, so Mr. T. But it's going to be their reality, you know, and it's sad. But, you know, but would you want to fight in a bench-clearing brawl right now with COVID?
They have to all get their masks first. They go, wait, hold on, hold on. Let's all get our masks before you punch me. But yeah, I know that a lot of fans are—they're not mad at Kelly. They're more mad at the Astros, you know. So the way I think most people look at it is the Astros players got basically forgiven if they just came clean with everything, you know. So they got no punishment for the players. But then Kelly gets 8 games suspension. So people don't really look at that as fair.
Well, they're trying to send a message that you just can't sit and beam Astro players. It's just a message they're trying to send. But you know what? It's going to happen. If, like Kelly, he's a reliever. 8 games is going to bother Kelly, you know. Or teams are going to have it planned out and the Astros are going to get hit. You know, that's just the way it is, you know?
They should start just coming up there with, like, full-on pads. Like, down their whole left side of their body. Like, motorcycle helmet.
They're going to look like gladiators coming to bat.
Yeah, they could tape some pillows to, like, the whole side that faces the pitcher.
What was that movie, The Little Giants? They didn't have football equipment.
Yeah.
Like pots for helmets. That's the thing I have to do. But
did you see last night Lakers lose to the Raptors?
I fell asleep, dude.
Okay.
Well, I didn't even look that score up.
That happened. And that actually kind of raises a lot of questions because it wasn't that close. The Lakers put together this super team. I mean, I know they're down Rondo, but Rondo's not, you know, he's not LeBron. He's not Anthony Davis. They can really throw any. I could probably play point guard for them. You just toss it to the high scoring players and let them score. So, you know, I don't know if the Lakers put together the right team, basically.
I think they did. It's a matter of chemistry. I don't know. I think they're pretty solid, but they got hype too. And I don't know. Raptors look good. At this point, anyone can win. The Lakers were catching fire before the COVID, but I don't know. It's to see. You're right. They didn't look good. What I was watching, they didn't look good. But the night before, they were so-so. So time would tell. What do you think?
I think I think that they're going to come on strong. I don't like how much they changed their lineups around night to night.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because that's just got to be tough on the players to not know. Like, to go from, like, a starter to a bench to a starter to a bench, it's, I don't know, basketball's all about, like, rhythm and chemistry, like you said. And, you know, you just see some guys sitting out, and then they'll bring somebody in, they'll get to play like 5 games, and then they go back out, somebody else comes in. And I think that that's not a good strategy.
Definitely. So, but talking about the NBA, so far in Thursday, Friday, today, Sunday, what are there any from fantasy point of view, daily fantasy point of view, any plays that really stood out that you like?
Yeah, let me pull up my NBA stuff right now because there is somebody I wanted to talk about. Let's see. It was De'Aaron Fox. He had a great first game, played 37 minutes, scored 39 points. He really went off on his first day back. One thing that kind of stuck out to me that I don't like from a DFS perspective is you essentially now have to roster James Harden. It doesn't matter what his cost is.
Yeah.
Because if he's going to score, let's see, yesterday, 88.8 fantasy points. So if you're going to score that many points, you have to roster that person. So he's like almost 80% owned in the rooms. So it's essentially, you might as well do a spot where, you know, it's just blocked out, or you drop a spot, you know, you drop a score.
Yeah.
Because it just sucks that you can't go another direction. Does that make sense?
It makes a ton of sense, and I was thinking the same thing because I really don't like playing him, but you're right. That's 80 points. You know, sometimes it would take 2-3 guys to get that. But you know what? On the other side of that is some nights he's completely off, and I've seen him fantasy-wise maybe get 20, 25, 30 fantasy points. But you're right. He's going to be 80% owned. Yeah, it's just a tough position to be in. I agree with you.
Portland center Nurkic had a great game.
Great game.
Overtime helps always with basketball. I'm always rooting for my guys to go into overtime. But I think he was injured before.
Yes, and they picked up Whiteside.
Yeah, and so we haven't really got to see him this season because he was injured the first half. So I think he's a big surprise, and we may see his price continue to go up.
Yeah, I agree. So with that, I felt bad because I was a big Whiteside fan. And the Thursday, they had a room, and no one picked Jurkic. Maybe a few guys. I was one of them. He was like 1.8% owned, and he wasn't a lot of money, but his value today is let me get on my, his value went up. He is,
I think he's 7,700 today.
Wow. That's huge.
I don't know what he was the day before though. I would like to know what he was, for his first game.
Hold on. I could tell you. But I'll get to that in a second. But a couple of guys, TJ Warren, big night, 55 points. He was low owned. Trey Burke, I was a big Burke fan when he was with the Knicks. He's with Dallas now, and he totally like crushed it the other night. He had 31 points. That game went in overtime. So Dallas is playing Phoenix. I know we're going to get to our lineups, but that's a game where you want to use everybody, and you want to use the whole entire game. So what was I looking for?
What Nurkic, what his price was for his first NBA game back.
Oh, okay. Oh, here it is. Let's see.
Oh, he's 7,500 today, not 7,700.
I had won so many lineups.
Oh, are you looking through your old ones to see if you could find him?
Yeah, I found it. 280. And I didn't even balance that one right. He was 7,200.
72? Oh, I would have thought it would have been a little cheaper, but still.
Yeah, I thought it was cheaper.
For a center putting up 50 points, I mean, if he continues to do that, you're going to see his price go up.
Yeah, and he was 2.7% owned out of his your math, and it was 100,000 people in the room.
Oh, wow.
178,000? Yeah.
And he's 2% owned?
Yeah, so, I had him.
Yeah, it's only a couple hundred people who had him. So what do you want to go into first? You want to do MLB lineups?
Let's do MLB.
All right. So do you want to go first or you want me to?
Who's up first?
All right. So
I can go first. Are you mad?
FanDuel lineups for MLB will be brought to you by Skybook AG.
Here we go. Are you mad that I'm going first?
Yeah, I'm really mad.
So, who do I like? Oh, so I got Lester today. He's going against Pitt. Lester's one game, already has a win. He's crushing it. He only had one strikeout last game. Wow. But I like Lester going against Pitt in Chicago. That game could go either way. And every game could go either way. So I'm going to do the White Sox Kansas City stack. White Sox against Kansas City stack. I like my I'm a biggest fan of E5, Edwin Encarnacion. He's been up and down, and I think he's going to come on. He's 2,800, and I was like, that's crazy. Then I'm doing a Mets stack. They killed me last night. I could have won a good amount of money, but the Mets didn't hit the ball. I think it's going to change today. I got Cano. I got Minicata, baby. Oh, man, with my DJ horn. And then I have Rosario at short. Jimenez, 3,000, another big value pick. This guy, last night, he had 41.2 fantasy points, 4 RBIs, a homer. He was killing it. Here's a guy I like, Lewis Robert. He had a big night, too. I had him in my lineups. He's a good bat. I've been watching him, keeping my eye on him, and speedy guy, good bat. Then I got Brandon Nemo in the outfield. He's a consistent guy, 2,700. You can't beat that. Then I'm going to round out with Alonzo for my utility. Again, if they start hitting the ball today, that's going to be – this lineup right here is going to be big. Mr. T, what do you think?
West Ham is so good.
Oh, we're not doing KBO, man. It's just Major League.
Right on, brother.
All right.
So
you got a little mix.
I agree with you about the Mets. I put in quite a few Mets players as well. At pitcher, I'm going to go with Aaron. I think it's Savale from Cleveland. He's the second most expensive pitcher today. He's got one game. One win so far. He had 9 strikeouts, so I'm hoping for another high strikeout day. Kind of a tough matchup at Minnesota, but Cleveland tends to leave their pitchers in. They don't pull them as often as other people do.
Yeah, no matter what.
Strike three.
First base, I'm going to go with Jose Abreu from the White Sox. Only 3,000. Second base, just like you, I got Robinson Cano. Only 2,500. So I think there's a lot of value there. And at third base, I'm going to go with Jeff McNeil from the Mets. He's had a few games in the teens so far, but I like he's batting in the second spot. And if the Mets put up runs today, he'll benefit from that. My favorite player at shortstop, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh, that's your guy.
My favorite player. I was trying to look up jerseys. I want to get his jersey. Oh, so quick Fernando story. Me and my wife were riding home from a restaurant. We went to this restaurant called Painters, and for her birthday, they opened up their whole outdoor seating area, and we get a ride home from this Uber, and this guy you know, he's from the Dominican. No, I wish. From the Dominican Republic. I see, you know, the flag hanging on his mirror. And we start talking because baseball was just about to start, like in a couple days. And I asked, I said, hey, you know, are you excited for Yankees to come back? And he says, no, I'm a Padres fan.
Wow.
And I said, what? I said, I'm a Padres fan. I'm from San Diego. And they were, no way, no way. And he says, I love Machado and I love this guy. I love that guy. I'm like, wow. And I told him, I said, my favorite player, you know, is Fernando Tatis. And he's like, me too. And I just thought it was a small world, you know. We're in New York and cab driver likes the first Padres fan I've met in New York.
So, yeah. Did he like punch you or anything after?
No.
I thought this story was gonna get excited, like it was Tatis or his brother, but
excited
enough when you're a Padres fan.
Yeah, it's not a great story. First no, outfielder, I'm gonna go with Trent Grisham from San Diego.
Great pick.
He's 3,300. This guy has three homers already, and his numbers have been insane since the start of the season. Two games over 30, and they're playing at Colorado, which is another reason I'm going after the San Diego players. Second outfield spot, I'm going to go with Brandon Nimmo, batting in the leadoff spot for the Mets. Last outfielder, Tommy Pham. I used to use this guy all the time, but now he's with San Diego. Yeah. Now I got an even better reason to use him. He has, he has three games in the 20s. And first game at Colorado, he had 38. So he's really not had a drop off. He's actually probably doing better now that he's with San Diego. And then.
Yeah, I remember last year we were big fans of Pham. We talked about him a ton. But yeah, it's a huge pickup for Colorado. I mean, for San Diego. I really like that guy. And he's a, you know.
Shiver me timbers.
He delivered.
And then on the other side of that game, in my utility spot, I'm going to go with Charlie Blackman. He's 3,900. He's had a lot of like middle of the road games, but he did have a 34.9 game on the 31st at home against San Diego. So I'm hoping that's a high scoring game, and you know. Yeah, I think I like Mets in San Diego today.
Nice. Mr. T, what do you think about his lineup?
Oh, mama.
Thinks it's good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you're getting there all right. That's pretty good.
All right. We have another guest in the studio. My little son.
Jihaha.
Jihaha. Hi. Say hi to Jihaha.
Hi.
Hi, Jihaha.
Say, how's your lineups?
How you lined up?
Oh, they're better than your dad's.
Say, win some money. Oh, he's out. He's out. Quick appearance. So, I like the 1 o'clock. They're going to probably mix the slates up. It will probably come out later. Right now, they're just showing the 105. But I could see them putting in a 2. Let's see if it's out. I could see them putting a two and a 4 p.m. slate. So keep your eye out for that because we have there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, it's only 6 games. So yeah, they'll probably end up doing a two p.m. slate, and then we have the night games are going to be the Sox and. The Yankees. So, do you have a 5-man for that or no?
I don't. I just went with the main. I probably will run a lineup for that game tonight. That game's going to be, I'm guessing, watched by a lot of people. That's a huge rivalry, yeah. Obviously.
What sucks for me is I got the MLB ticket.
That does suck.
No, but they blacked out the games. I'm like, why would you black out the games? Fans can't go. The whole point of blacking out the games is to sell more tickets. But there's no fans here, so why are you blacking out the game?
Yeah, I remember I bought Fox Sports West a few years back so that I could watch, you know, Southern California teams, you know, Padres, I could watch the Ducks, you know, whatever. And they blacked out like the majority of the games. And I called them and I said, hey, I'm paying like $12 a month for these like two West Coast channels. Why am I not getting the games? And they're like, oh, cause the games didn't sell out. And I said, I don't care how many tickets they sold. I'm paying you to see, to see these games.
Mr. T, is that fair?
No.
So I have a parlay, baseball parlay for, I have a baseball parlay. So I haven't put them on Twitter, but I will. But I've missed 2 7-game parlays by one game so far. So I'm just going to go with smaller parlays and try to win some money.
I always tell you, whatever you think, subtract one.
I know. And it's like last week I was watching Toronto, Tampa, and Toronto like left bases loaded, got stranded. In 2 innings, you know, and then they were winning, and I was so mad because it was like $6,000 I would have won. Get over it. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. They're minus 200. So wait, hold on. Let me look. All right, so I'm going with Tampa Bay. Then I'm going to go with the Mets at plus 100. You're going to hate me for this, but I'm going to go with the Rockies at plus 110. Then I'm going to go with – I like the Rangers today. And I was closing out with the Angels. So I end up going 6. And the Dodgers, Kershaw's pitching. So that parlay would – when you – when we hit all of the games, it would be 38-42. So I'm going to put it in, just see where I'm going.
Down payment on the podcast bus.
The van. Mr. T, what do you think about my parlay?
I wouldn't bet on it, crazy man.
Oh, come on, dude. All right.
So have you seen the over-under on the San Diego-Colorado game?
It was 13 yesterday.
It's still 13. That is insane. I can't remember seeing a higher over-under than this before in baseball.
Last year, it was 14, and I remember because we said Friday night in Colorado, they don't score a lot of runs. And it happened again this Friday. They didn't – the expectation was 11 or 12, and it was low. Last night was only 7 runs. Tonight, it's going to – Sunday, they're going to explode. They're going to rip the scoreboard. I would say over. You know what? I'm adding that to my parlay.
Oh my gosh. I just jinxed your parlay. I hope you're right. Take the over. I mean, if you're right and this game goes over, then I'm going to win in my FanDuel lineup because I got 4 players from this game.
Yeah.
You better hope so.
But yeah, there's across the board today really high over-unders for baseball. You know, we got 3 double-digit games. And you're right because the last game in the series does tend to be higher scoring because you're not – typically you don't have the better pitchers pitching today.
Wow, that just jumped my parlay to 72-70. And we're going to win. We're going to do it.
All right. And then, yeah, because I brought it up, so we'll just split it, you know.
Let's split it, yeah.
Right down the middle.
Sure. All right, what do we want to move to?
NBA.
Sure.
All right, so NBA lineups brought to you by FanDuel. You guys can go to our website and sign up and make deposits into FanDuel. It helps us out.
Definitely. But my lineup really simple and easy. Phoenix and Dallas stack. I stacked the majority of the game. I just think this is going to be a high-scoring game. Both teams like to run and gun, and It's just, I could see this game being the highest of the day. So I'm going to go with Trey Burke at point guard. Like I told you last game, he had 44 fantasy points. He was less than 1% owned, and I had him in a few lineups, and I did well. Then I'm going to go with Ricky Rubio. Big fantasy day last time, 35 points. I'm going to go with Don't Itch. You know what I'm saying, Don't Itch. I'm going to put Booker in there. Another, it's just going to be a huge game. Then I'm going to go with Markel Bridges. But there was really no shooting forward that I really like. So I had a ton of money, and I used Josh Jackson. Against Portland, he only played 13 minutes, and he had 17.2 fantasy points. They're going to give him an uptick in minutes, so you can see more. He produced more points. Another guy, like, but I can't say his name, Radens Kurukas from Brooklyn. Another guy, they're playing Washington. That game, too, is going to be a high-scoring game. Then I have Porzingis and Ayton. Porzingis have power forward, Ayton at center, wrapping it up.
Nice. So I'm a huge Josh Jackson fan because he played 1 year with the Jayhawks. And unfortunately, you know, he went pro. I think he may have went a little early because he's not getting a lot of minutes in the NBA. Not enough. I wish he would have stayed at KU for a little longer just so that it would help KU out. But when, if you look at when Josh Jackson gets minutes, like if he gets 30 minutes in a game, he puts up a ton of points, but he keeps getting on teams. I think he's been on about two or three teams now. I think two teams. But he keeps playing behind another starter. And I don't know if it's maybe because of his age, you know, the age or maybe his size where he comes off the bench behind somebody. But when he gets the chance to start, he puts up numbers. So I look look forward to where he gets into like just an every night starting role.
And I think tonight, I think he's going to have a huge game. That's what
I agree. So at point guard, I'm going to go with Kemba Walker. Love this guy. Only 5,400. Now, his first game back, he only had 22. He only played 19 minutes. But he should get, you know, an uptick in minutes. They're supposed to go up tonight a little more. So 5,400, just a really good price for him because he can put up a lot. Minutes should hopefully be 20 to 30, somewhere in there. Next point guard, I'm going to go with Ish Smith from Washington. Now, he's splitting minutes, but he's getting a little more and a little more production. But for that price of $5,000, it's a good value. Shooting guard, James Harden. Don't want to do it. Have to do it. Drives me nuts. Next shooting guard, I'm going to go with Dylan Brooks from Memphis. He's coming off, you know, a 30 fantasy point game. He's at 5,100. Next small forward, I'm going to go with Gordon Hayward from Boston.
Good pick.
He's coming off a huge game, even before the, you know, the COVID lockout. He was going off. So I like him. You got to be careful with the Boston guys though, because sometimes at that small forward, power forward spot, they have so many guys that sometimes it's one person's night and then it's another person's night. So he looks to be the guy there right now, though. So next small forward, I'm going to go with Carmelo Anthony. He's only 4,900, and he's pretty much guarantees to get you 30 points. I mean, he's just real quiet about the way he does it, but it's consistent, and it's a cheap price. Next, like you, I'm going to go with Porzingis. He's 9,600, but, you know, at that position, he's probably the best player you can get there. Next power forward, I'm going to go with Brandon Clark. Only 4,800. He's coming off a 41 fantasy point game against Portland. And then the guy we talked about before, Jusuf Nurkić from Portland, 7,500, playing at Boston. But hopefully this guy keeps this streak going. You know, he's coming off that 56-point game. Anything in the 50s would be great out of him.
And he's 7,500, and that's still a good value.
Most centers in the 50s, you know, you're looking at 9,000-10,000.
Yeah.
For like a Drummond or an Embiid or something like that.
But like you were saying, when you have to put Harden in your lineup, like, you know, to get a good center for 7,500, you know, right there is almost 200 points. So
the, I don't know if you noticed through my lineup is, so Harden's, he's almost 11,000. He's actually cheaper than Antetokounmpo, which is kind of weird. I think just Antetokounmpo is a bigger name. Yeah. But he had like 68 the other night. So Harden's a little cheaper than that. But because I had to put him in there, I have a bunch of players who are all right around 5,000. So that makes it really tough to look for, to find value in other places.
Yeah. But it also, it will, it, I think the lower owned players sometimes is what puts you over into the money and big money. Wasn't that your nickname in prison? Big money, right?
Yeah, you know, we will – that you're right. That is one good aspect is that, you know, these 4,800, the 5,200 players, they're not going to be high on. So if one of them does go off, you're right, it will create some separation there. So up next we got NHL. Do you have an NHL lineup?